Welcome to the media broadcast of His Vision Ministries. Pastor Shane has a strong desire to encourage people to stay in the Word of God on a daily basis. Pastor Shane prays that you are fed by the messages contained in these daily nuggets. These messages are intended to bring daily life application.
Hey, this is Pastor Shane, pastor of Eastview Baptist Church and founder of His Vision Ministries. It's so good to see you today. I don't know about you, but I sure have been enjoying these fall mornings, fall evenings. It's just wonderful to see the lower temperatures here in East Tennessee. And so today I'm going to talk, though, in this nugget about strongholds. I'm going to be looking here at 2 Corinthians chapter 10 at three verses, verses 3, 4, and 5. Here is what God's Word says. It says, "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds," notice that word, "casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ." You know, there are many invisible barriers out there that are bigger than us, which seem to stand really in between us and being exactly where God wants us to be in our lives. In the Old Testament, we read where God sent His people, Israel, to the Promised Land. By the way, which was a great place to live, but it was occupied with Goliaths, in other words, giants. And so they'd have to face these giants and defeat them. And so in our own lives, my friend, I want you to know there are many Goliaths that we have to face on a day-to-day basis at where God wants us to be. Friend, listen, we must come to the conclusion in our lives that we will face spiritual warfare no matter what happens, no matter where we go. And the Bible says when a Goliath is challenged, Israel, Saul, they went and hid in their tents. We aren't called to go hide. Friend, I want you to know God has called you and I to pull down strongholds in our lives. So as we live for Jesus, we'll pull down the strongholds of this old world. Friend, we are called to cast down imaginations. In other words, let me say it this way. We must conquer the imaginations of this world. Friend, there are many Goliaths out there, many giants that loom over us, but just as Israel did, we can bring them down. Here's what we've got to do. We've got to let God fight our battles for us. Friend, God has given us the weapons, such as His Word. Prayer, those are the two most important things. Other Christian people, what Goliaths do you face right now in your own life? Friend, do you find invisible barriers in your own heart that are coming between you and obeying the things that God has asked you to do? Remember this. Look to Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. Amen. I love each and every one of you. I appreciate you taking this time to join us in this nugget. Visit our website at hisvision.org. You can visit my personal ministry preaching page at shanelawson.com. Have a blessed day. We'll see you again next time.
We thank you for joining us today. Visit us online at hisvision.org. Text the word SAVE to the number 80123 and hit send to learn how to have a relationship with Jesus Christ. May God bless you.